madness from around the world.
That is absurd.
These are Mad Radio's Mad Takes on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Mad Radio on a Friday. Texans beat the Chiefs last night 17-10. We are discussing it all morning long. Kylie Wong, who's going to join us every football Friday at 8 o'clock, is in right now. Ed Oliver could be the number one pick in the 2019 NFL draft. Obviously, it's hard for a defensive player to go, but we'll see.
He already is.
Well, there was an interview.
It all depends on who ends up in that that coveted spot. Man, who's going to suck the worst this year?
Just Coug haters here. Man, I don't get you guys.
So Ed Oliver did an interview with ESPN the magazine, and he was asked by Sam Khan, you had the chance to go to LSU, Oklahoma, and other schools that produce more NFL draft picks. Why did you choose Houston? Ed Oliver, quote, in almost every recruiting interview, they asked me, what's your dream school? My answer, LSU. I was almost a Louisianimal. I still hate that I didn't go there, but I can't be in two places at once. I might go get my degree from LSU just to say I went there. How do you guys think? I don't know if he's being dead serious, but
I don't know if he's being dead serious. Well, he wants to be able to say he went to LSU. Like, and he had family ties, obviously, to the to Houston. And
yes.
There you go. And Tom Herman's a hell of a. Yeah.
The brother was a huge factor.
Yeah. So there's nothing. There's no shame in that. Well, we see it with Scarlett there with the Texans. Did he start off at Berkeley and then went to Stanford?
Started Cal, then went Stanford. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very unique.
I don't even know how that even played out.
Like
that actual, you know, I talked to Brandon occasionally, but I mean, I don't even understand how that actually transpired.
He had a brother too.
Yeah.
That was there. It would be the opposite of Ed Oliver, where Ed Oliver had a brother at Houston. Now he's going to defect to LSU after he's done.
Does he graduate in the fall or something? Or did he already,
Ed Oliver?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What if he graduated early?
Maybe he had credits or something, and then in the spring, like while he's training for the combine, he goes and takes classes.
I'm just putting it out there, that ain't happening. Okay? Just in case you're, I don't think he's going to bypass kind of the combine prep and all that, or, you know, any of that, any football related stuff.
He'll be training
and
at
go
LSU.
Get his. Yeah. Go get his degree from in the spring from LSU.
I'm trying to think if I'm a diehard U of H fan, if that would bother me. And I tend to think it actually would not, because I think,
they're
we got this guy.
Yeah, it's not like they're in the same conference or anything.
Yes.
Like, if you were an Alabama guy saying that and he wanted to go, like, my heart's always been at LSU, that's a different thing.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah, as a UH fan, you know, just being here in Houston, I'm a UH fan. And as a UH fan, I just want him to ball this season. Like, I just want to see, you know, kind of a wrecking crew out of him, just as an individual, just literally a crew, but it's just Ed Oliver. And just, you know, and going through playing. And then wherever he wants to get his degree from, I really don't think it matters. I mean, UH is a good school. LSU, like, I don't know why I necessarily want a degree from there. I know I'm probably punching some people in the gut right now, but you know, like, I just don't really, you know, I'd be pretty indifferent to it,
as a
UH fan.
This is madness.
So wide receiver Jester Wea, who some of you saw last night playing for the Texans. It was pointed out on the broadcast by Spencer Tillman that Jester Wea's uncle, he just happens to be the president of Liberia. I'm like, what? President of Liberia? Well, yes, of course. Of course he's the president of Liberia. He's George Wea, best known as the free-scoring footballing icon. That's how I always knew him, that George Wea, the free-scoring soccer player. He's the president of Liberia, and according to AfricanArguments.org, he had a very good first 100 days. So, kudos to you. This is my plan. I'm going to get to know
Jester
Wea, and I'm going to slowly ingratiate myself to George Wea, and I'm going to become part of the inner circle, and I'm going to become one of the ruling elite in Liberia. That's my dream. Honey, if you're listening right now, we're going to Liberia within 6 months. I feel like I could make it there. I feel like I could start with a clean slate, and I'd be different. I'd be like, I'd have a certain panache to me. You're like, who's this big dude? He's not a footballer. And I could do it. That's my one plan. The other plan is, I do have an in with Terry Pegula, the owner of the Bills, and I've always thought, like,
what's your in?
I know. I actually worked with one of the. It's I have a business acquaintance, okay?
All right.
But I feel like I could kind of get in like at a cocktail party and tell him what he's doing wrong.
And kind of
be
Josh
like, I'm going to be the truth teller. He's gonna identify me and be like, this guy, you know what? This guy's not like all my other, you know, genuflectors that just tell me what I want to hear, a bunch of yes men. This guy's going to tell me the real deal. I'm gonna hire him on to my staff, and then I'll become heir to the Pagula fortune. Like, I think he's got daughters or something. I'll be his only son, and he'll give me all his billions.
I like this plan.
I want to do that.
I'm more intrigued by the Liberia plan.
The Liberia plan?
I like your thoughts.
I feel like my dollar will go a lot further in Liberia, too.
I'm going to guess, yeah.
I'm going to take my life savings over there and put my 401k in a Liberian bank. And I think, oh, yeah.
Give your money to an African prince while you're
out.
I don't know what their currency is over there,
but I think, like, I just feel like it'll go further, yeah.
This is madness.
The Princeton Review put together a list of the top party schools in the United States of America. It's based off of student ratings concerning the use of alcohol and drugs at their school, the number of hours they study each day outside of class time, and the popularity of fraternities and sororities at their school. Number one, Delaware, BS. Number two, West Virginia. Yes, I can buy that 100%. Number three, Tulane University in New Orleans.
Tulane,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Number four, Syracuse University, which also
that's
got
your alma mater.
Number one for school spirit when no one, by the way, at Syracuse University actually knows the alma mater. Look, I'm all for Syracuse, whoop-de-doo, cool. This is the reason I have this job, but like,
Nobody knows their alma mater. No. I would say the vast majority of college students don't know the words
their
alma mater.
What about people who go to, like, let's say Notre Dame or
Michigan? Those are big-time schools where they actually go to the football games and everything. I would say,
but
like,
we go to the basketball games. Everyone goes to the alma mater at the basketball games. At the end, yeah.
They do.
I know there's that in the alma mater, the one word I know is Onondaga, which is a lake.
Onondaga.
Onondaga.
Doesn't even know how to pronounce it.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce anything. Haven't you guys learned this already? Like, I pronounce things phonetically. Kiss
That's
my
true.
Ass. Go back off. Thank you.
I can't even believe, sorry to interrupt, but I can't believe how skewed that was towards the East Coast.
Oh, very.
I mean, how do you not have the banana slugs of UC Santa Cruz that is pass and no pass?
The first?
Right? Like, how do you not have Arizona State or San Diego State?
Arizona,
like, these are some crazy schools.
Those parties air too late at night in the East Coast media.
Arizona State not being up there is ridiculous. UC Santa Barbara is the first West Coast school that comes up, but you go through the list all the way through the top 20. It is all, unless Sonoma State is in California, it is all East Coast.
Except Tulane. I mean, that's Gulf Coast.
I mean, that's technically the same.
You're going to call Tulane East Coast?
It's the same thing. It's
completely 100% different. If you're, let's say you're a soldier from Louisiana in the Civil War and you got apprehended by Yankees, you're just like, oh, look, I'm from New Orleans.
From the East Coast.
It's basically the same thing.
Eastern United States.
Let's go hang out on Harvard Yard.
Eastern time zone. It's the same place.
No, it's not.
Yeah, 100%.
It's Central time zone.
I'm right, you're wrong. I am a god, you are not. Everything I say is right today. I'm allowed to be right on everything because I'm tired.
I would say Tulane's probably the most impressive there just because it's an academically prestigious school.
It's a good school.
The nerds are partying hard there in New Orleans. It's hard to get into
Tulane. You didn't know that?
The people that went to Tulane from my college were definitely not esteemed scholars.
Well, no, they were smart when they got there.
No, they weren't at all.
Oh, no?
No, they were both stupid. Yes.
That's weird.
Oh, from your prep school? But you went to a fancy prep school.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a sliding, like, oh, you're the top.
One of them was ironically named class president because he was the most popular kid in our grade. He took a dump in a urinal, and the other person, somehow, because she was very attractive, was able to find her way into a bunch of honors classes. She did not belong in any of them.
That sounds.
I took
like
her to prom,
that,
by the way.
Those two personality descriptions right there sound like a fun party school.
That's why I buy into it being a party school. I do not buy in for one second it being one fancy academic.
It's a good school. You act like taking a dump in a urinal means that he wasn't academically smart.
He wasn't academically smart, de facto. Like, I don't know how he graduated.
That might be the elitism of Paul Gallant.
How is it the elitism?
He thought take a dump in a urinal before you did.
This is madness.
It's a good call. That's how you assert your dominance as president.
I need to get Kylie's take on what happened last night. I don't know if you saw the video between Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton. So the backstory is that Kelvin Benjamin called. I don't know if I should say called out Cam, but he was asked about Cam Newton, and he basically he criticized his accuracy, and he basically said that it would have worked with any other quarterback except for Cam Newton in Carolina, where he got traded from Carolina to Buffalo in the middle of last season. So Cam, before the Panthers-Bills preseason game last night, goes up to Kelvin Benjamin before the field, in headphones, warm-ups, tries to shake his hand. Kelvin Benjamin won't shake his hand. It seems on video like a fairly contentious exchange where Cam Newton is basically kind of stalking Kelvin Benjamin, who walks away. And I agree with Paul. Kelvin Benjamin came across looking like a bit of a beta male. What was your impression of that interaction? What should Benjamin have done in that spot?
I mean, I think as a man, you just got to own up to it. You said it. Just, you know, man up and just listen to what he's got to say. Look, at the end of the day, Cam made Kelvin Benjamin. You know, I mean, he definitely,
he
made him. I mean, there were so many plays that he was, you know, the beneficiary of essentially of looking better. And a lot of the struggles were when Kelvin Benjamin couldn't get on the field, right? That was when, you know, thank gosh you had Greg Olsen, you know, that these other people that could step in and kind of fill that role. So I think if you say it, you got to own it, and you just got to sit there and listen to it, right? Especially because it's a quarterback. I did think it just looked like he was, you know, one of those guys that's going to talk trash behind the back and he won't man up to it, right? And he's going to run away from it and put his head in the sand.
He should have been, like, that's an easy one, too. Like, after those comments come out, you got to send a text to Cam. Be like, hey, bro, you know how it is. You were drunk or something. I was drunk. You know what? That writer kind of led me into it. He didn't give the whole transcript.
I love how he talks about Cam Newton as being a bad influence. The guy played with Jameis Winston. Like, for God's sake, like, be consistent. We're talking about playing with idiots, like the biggest idiot of all time, who you saw be an idiot at college. Like, I'm sorry. You're just full of crap, Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, agreed.
Nothing that Kelvin Benjamin said was inaccurate about Cam except for the intelligence part. Cam is not an accurate quarterback, but my thing is, Kelvin Benjamin, you're fat, you have been an underachiever, and you were brought in because Cam Newton is not that accurate, so they wanted big bodies to make up for Cam's inaccuracies, and you have been an underachiever.
I'm looking at this list of the best academics, the academically best schools in America, and I'm down to number 87, Colorado School of Mines, and still haven't gotten to Tulane yet, so maybe we overestimated Tulane's.
Well,
somebody tell us. Somebody correct us on this.
Your Gulf Coast bias.
Wait, Tulane academically.
So I will
school?
Tell you this. I know Tulane, you know, puts out a lot of their alumni have done incredibly well.
Right? They got like, a party.
They
know how to socially network.
They are like, they're all the CEO types, right?
Yeah.
These are a lot of the Tulane
a
alumni.
A students work for C students, that type.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not your, you know, it's not your engineering type school. It is kind of more this social leadership position.
So far, like Penn State, I'm at Penn State. I know some morons from Penn State. Come on, Tulane. Get up to it. I'm like an NC State. So, I must have missed Tulane. They must be somewhere before this.
Tulane was ranked 40. I just looked up on US News. Here's my quick take on Tulane. Tulane's one of those schools that, and I saw this where I went to high school, where people who were smart but couldn't get into Ivy League schools, like, they would go to places like Tulane because they're prestigious, but they're not quite at that level.
Mm-hmm. Kylie, and they're a good party school.
That's
why my two kids went.
Kylie, the athletic room. You guys have two locations now?
Well, we had a little bit of issue with our second location. Okay. They're actually knocking it down. They're knocking the building down. They're building a high rise there.
Right. It's not like you owned the building or anything.
I did not own the building. Exactly.
Yeah,
Wait,
is it the high rise that people have been protesting forever over there?
It
like
is
to
not.
Try to keep
it's,
it out?
It's a different high rise.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
High rise, I really thought we had enough high rises.
Yeah.
Clearly we don't.
Nope.
I mean, because there's two high rises going right in that area. There's another high rise that they're still basically arguing about, you know, the Ashbury high rise.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to build in that area. So we were kind of in that building. So we're trying to reformat this, but we're essentially kind of getting our second location.
Wait, and where was that?
Montrose area. Montrose.
It used to be like, hey, look, if you're gay, it's gonna suck for you in a lot of ways, but you can live in a cheaper part of town in Montrose. Now it's like, hey, it's better. It's a little bit easier to be gay these days, but we're gonna jack up the rent to punish you. They need to make one of the outflung suburbs have a little enclave out there. I've often thought this as a real estate developer, I would specifically market one for like gay people because of the socioeconomics and everything. Like, I feel like it would be kept up really well. I feel like it would be a You could tell you have a nice yoga studio.
So people can check out the athletic room, and you guys have cryotherapy.
Just
you
going
have the
compression. Silent dumb on me. Like, do you not see the? Do you not envision the greatness here? Are you letting the? What are you doing? What are you scared of? Are you, is your homophobia preventing you from riches? I'm going to start raising money for this thing next week.
I need to think about your suggestion. I need to think about it. I'll report back Monday at 6 o'clock.
I just remember because Troy Evans and his wife bought a place in Montrose when we were here, and this was before like Montrose had really started. It was just kind of transitioning into being like a different type of
the community's awesome. Like, that's like, where I want to eat. The food is amazing over there.
I'm walking around. I was like, I've never been treated so well in my life.
Yep.
If I were to be, I don't think, as a straight man living in a gay community, I think you like have the best of all worlds.
The athletic room, you guys have cryotherapy. I don't think you spend very much time
in the Montrose community.
I go to Montrose. I'll go to the Starbucks every now and then. And like, if nobody tries to flirt with me, I'm like, I got to lose some weight. I got it. It's time. Like, what the hell?
That's fair.
Do I like some attention every now and then?
Yes.
All right. Do I like somebody to be like, hey, looking good, bro? In my mind, that's how they would do it. How gay guys flirt with each other?
Exactly.
Looking pretty good, bro.
Kylie, where can people check out the athletic room and get appointments, all that kind of stuff?
You can just basically go to theathleticroom.com. Remember, I'm actually because of your guys' coaching, I've dropped the www. I guess you don't have to say that anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're good.
People get it.
HTTPS /www.theathleticroom.com.
And they do a wonderful job. I've done cry at your place. I need to schedule another appointment. I've been a fraud on that. TheAthleticRoom.com. We will chat with you, Kylie, next Friday. Kylie Wong in studio every Friday at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you, guys. That was fun, man.
That was a lot of fun.
I can't wait to do this every week.
Yes.
And then it'll be fun because on Fridays, you know, doing this on Fridays in our normal schedule, we're going to actually be able to watch the coaches. You know, because the one thing that we didn't really get to see, I wanted to see the secondary better.
I wanted to see what was really going on.
We'll be able to watch the coaches film, and we'll be able to really kind of dive into kind of everything we're doing.